Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning the union of Aveda Midas, L'schus Rabbi Baruch ben Rabbi Moshe, and for Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, and Le'ili Nishmas, Ars Esther Bat Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Yaakov Tzvi, and Chana Bat Esther, and Reb Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef, and Chana bas Rabbi Yitzchak Yonah. The Gemara in Kiddushin at the beginning of Perek Eilu Metzias says that the Mishnah, when it says that Harei Elu Shelo, is talking about Mashkanta Debei Dari, it's talking about the threshing floor. And therefore, if you have fruits, Kav Ba'arba Amos, the Nafish Tirchayo, that there's a lot of Tircha to pick up this grain, that's a Kav amount within 4 Amos, Lo tarachinish, a person is not tarach, v'lo hadar asi v'shakiluhu, and he's not going to come back and get it, and therefore afkuri mafkiluhu, and therefore he's mafkir it. And the Gemara there says, and Amud Beis, that when it's talking about a mashkanta de beidari, this threshing floor, de aveda midasi, this is considered a case of an aveda midasi, he intentionally left it there. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur with respect to the geder of Aveda Midas. The Rambam in Gzeilev Aveda Yud Aleph writes, Hama'aved Mimono Ladas Ein Niskakim Lo Ketzad Hiniach Parasu Berefes She'ein Lo Deles V'lo Kashra V'holach Lo Hishlich Kiso Berishas Harabim V'holach Lo V'chol Kayotze B'zeh Hareze Ovad Mimono Ladaitoi If a person purposely loses his money, you don't have to care about it. What is the case of this? The Rambam says, if he left his cow in the barn and it doesn't have a door, he doesn't tie it up and he leaves, or he throws his wallet or Mishus Harabim and he goes away. So this person lost his money intentionally. And even though it's usher to take it for yourself, you need not return it to him. Because it says, who do you have to return it to? Somebody who loses it. And that's prat l'ma'abed l'daito, somebody who loses it intentionally. So according to the Rambam, if a person is ma'abed l'daito, you're not allowed to take it for yourself, but you need not return it. But the Tur, in Choshen Mishpat Simon Reis Samach Aleph, argues with this, and he writes that it doesn't vein nirakein, da'aveda midas have a hefker. It doesn't appear to be like the way the Rambam says it. Rather, Aveda Midas is Hefker. The Bir HaGorachosh in Mishpat Reis Samach Aleph Sif Dalet explains that the Rambam and the Tur are Lishitasam. Because the Rambam holds in the Darim Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin that Midaraisa you have to be Mafkir in front of one, and Midarabanan you have to be Mafkir in front of three. And therefore here where it was in Aveda Midas and he wasn't mafkir in front of three, it's not hefker. However, there's just a chiyah, an miyut mechiyah v'ashava, you need not return it. However, it's not considered hefker because it wasn't done in the presence of three people. Masha'en came the Tur holds in Choshe Mishpat Reishayin Gimel b'shem Aviv HaRosh that hefker is effective afilu beino lebein atzmo, and therefore he holds that Aveda Midas is considered hefker. Zeir Shein. But it's not so pashut because even according to the Tur, that Hefker is effective Bein Ola Bein Atzmo, but you still need an Amira that you should say, Nechasai Elu, you Hefker Lakol, like the Tur himself paskins in Reishayin Gimel. And in Stama Machshavo, that he thinks it should be Hefker is not effective. If so, how does Aveda Midas effective Mitam Hefker? There's no Amira that this object should be Hefker. So says Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, that we have to say that since it's muchach mitoich ma'isov, shezorik es kiso l'rishus harabim, since you see from the fact that he throws it away, it's muchach, that he wants to be mafgir it, it's considered a ma'is of hefger, and since a ma'is is more powerful than a dibur, since a dibur of hefger is effective, kol shekein, a ma'is of hefger is effective. But according to this, the Rambam would also agree that aveda midas should help mitam hefger, where there are three people who saw that he throws his wallet into Rishus HaRabim, because then he did a Maisa Hefker. Bifnei Gimel. And the Rambam is so same, Shebechol Ofen, in any case, an Aveda Midayos is not Hefker. So therefore we need another explanation as to the machlokas between the Tor and the Rambam. We need to get Pshat. So Rabbi Abba says in his Shiurim on Bava Mitzia and Shiurim on Yonah Talmud, Shiur Samach Gimel, that to explain the Svar of the Rambam, that Hefker is Chal through a Maisa like any other Chalos in the Torah. And Mimela, you need Kavana to make a Chalos Hefker, because through this, there is an Asiya of Hefker. And here in Aveda Midas, Mitoch Maisa, it's Nikar only that you're leaving this object for the whole world. But it's not implied by his deeds that he's doing it for Hefker. And therefore the Rambam holds that there's no chalos hefker, there's no chiyuv hashava, because you're leaving it for everybody. But it doesn't seem here that you are making a chalos hefker on this object. Rather, you're just leaving it, but not that you're making an actual change in halachic status that it should have the status of hefker. And the Torah argues with the Rambam here, dingzich, as they say in Portuguese, with the Rambam, and he says that the very fact that you leave it there, that's the essence of Hefker. You don't need special kavana that there should be a chalos Hefker. Just leaving it there is enough. And therefore, Aveda Midas, since it's nikar mitoch maisav, it's recognizable from his actions that he's leaving it for the whole world, that is already considered Hefker. So the first hesbro of the machlokas we have is that according to the Rambam, it's not considered Hefker because you didn't beferish make a chalos Hefker, you just left it there. Masha'en Kain, according to the Tur, just leaving it there in itself is in effect making a chalos hefker. That was his intention. Another possibility to explain the machlokas of the Rambam with the Tur is by making a chakira b'din hefker. Is hefker a nu chalos that's learned from the word vin unetashta that said with respect to Shemitah? That's where you learn hefker from. And it's like a chalos hekdesh, that it's a chalos b'chiyuv, that it's an active chalos, or do we say that it's a gilui b'parshas bailus, that where you leave an object for the whole world, the object becomes hefker, and now everybody can take it. The Rambam, in the Darim Perak Beis Halacha Yud Dalid, writes, a hefker afa pisha eino neder, hareyu kamo neder, she'asur lo lachzor bo. Hefker, even though it's not a neder, it's like a neder that you're not allowed to retract. From the fact that the Rambam is medamic shtels too between hefker and neder, we see that the Rambam holds like the first side of our chakira, that it is a chalos b'chiyuv, it is an active chalos. Like a neder is an active chalos, and therefore the Rambam goes l'shitaso and holds that hefker is chal al yidei asiya shel hefker. Like any other chalos in the Torah, you need a special asiya. A neder is a special chalos, hefker is a special chalos, so you need an asiya of hefker. So just leaving it there is not an asiya of hefker, but the Torah holds like the second tzad, that hefker is a gilui b'parshas bailus. It's revealing a din in the laws of ownership, that when you leave an object to the whole world, there's a din hefker. And because of this, you don't need a special asiya with a kavana to make hefker. Rather, it's enough that there's a matzav that you're leaving it for the whole world. And even if you say beferish that you're mafkir, that it's effective is mitzad jeh shechol hefker shechol b'chayfetz, because there's a chalos now that you leave it in for the whole world. In other words, it's not pshat that there's a chalos b'chiyuv, but rather just leaving it for the whole world is a gili in the world of bailus, that now this is belonging to the whole world, but you don't need an especial positive asiya. And therefore the Torah holds, Aveda Midas is hefker, since there's a matzav here where you're leaving the object for the whole world. And it's mashma, by the way, from the pasuk of unetashta by hefker, that's the pasuk from which you learn hefker, like the sheet of the Tur, that the mahus of hefker is that you're just leaving it for the whole world, not that there's an asiya miyuchedes, you're just leaving it there. Later on, in a later shir, which I hope we get to, Shir Ayin Beis, Rabbi Abba Zatzal brings that we pask in that Avedas Akum is Mutter, and Tosis holds in Subis Tesvav Amad Beis the Ramasa Lahachzuli Aveda that the finder is Zoche and it becomes his. And we have to understand, where is the Makor that the Motze is Zoche? It says Avedas Achicha. All you see from there is you don't have to return it to a guy. But Menalan, from Van and Weistman, from where do we know in Spanish that there is no longer Bailus of the Akum, that the Bailus of the Akum was Pokea, and the finder is Zoche in this object? And the explanation is that with respect to Hashavas Aveda, the Din Mamun is not Talui in Dine Mamunus of Kol HaTorah Kula. Rather, it's only Talui in Parshas Aveda. And therefore, by Avedas Akum, since there is no longer a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, and Mitam Parshas Aveda, in the world of Hilchos Aveda, you don't have to return this object. Memela, the Bailus of Mamon, of the Goy, has been removed, and the finder can keep it, and the loser can weep it. And according to this, it is difficult. Why don't we say the same thing by Aveda Midas? Since it's Mitzmait Mehashava, and mitam, parshas aveda, you need not return the object. Memela, the baal haaveda should lose his bailus, and the finder should be able to keep it. Umikan tistar aleinu akushya. From here, the question will fiercely show itself to us. Why then does the Rambam say that the finder is not allowed to take it for himself? Since we see a yisod that in parshas haveda you don't have to return it. Therefore, nifkas habailus, the bailus is now lost. So memela and aveda midas should be a case where one is permitted to keep it for himself. So it would appear that the explanation of the chilik is that with respect to avedas akum, that you don't have to return it, is mitzad etzem hachefza shel haaveda, because the yisod din hashavas haaveda is in order to save Jewish money. V'gabe avedas akum v'cheftza, it's not mamon Yisrael, it's mamon akum, and therefore since mitzad etzem hachefza v'parshis haaveda you don't have to return it, therefore the cheftza no longer has a din aveda, umimela the bailus of the akum is removed, and we say that the finder gets to keep it. Mashen came with respect to Aveda Midas, there the Chisaron is not in the Cheftza of the Aveda, rather the Chisaron is Mitzad the Bailim, that they were Ma'abed the Aveda Midas. And since that there's no Chiyuv Hashava is Mitzad Dovert study, it's Mitzad that the Bailim were Ma'abed Ladas, but not the Etzem Hachef, it's by Aveda's Akum. There's the mitzad etzem hachefza, there's no longer a chiyuv hashava, because the whole parish of Aveda is talking about mamon Yisrael and not mamon akum. So therefore, the bailus of the akum is lost. But here mitzad the etzem hachefza of the Aveda, it is still a Jewish money. The reason you don't have to return it is because of a zaitik azach, because of a side issue, which is that the Jew is ma'abed ladas. And therefore, since it's a lesser type of removal, not mitzad the etzem hachefetz, only mitzad the das bailim, the bailus on the etzem hachefetz is not removed, and therefore, according to the Rambam, one cannot keep it for himself. So what's the chilik? Again, the chilik is that the reason he cannot keep an aveda midas for himself is because mitzad the etzem hachefetz it was shaykh to Yisrael. So he might not have to return it, but that's only because of a side reason, because the Yisrael was of Ma'abed Midas. However, with respect to the Avedas Akum, there mitzad the Etzem Achevtza, the Akum no longer owns it, and Memela, there mitzad the Etzem Achevtza, there's no Chiyuv of Hashava, and because the Parsha Avedas only said, Gabay Mamon Yisrael, not Mamon Akum, and Memela, not only need not one return it, but there's also Pkias Habailus, and one may take it for himself. We should all be zoche. Lo modu l'lamed l'shem avalatzus. So the kaim is called the Beit Zalmut Harasu Biahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.